With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Governments are responding with caution after President Trump calling on nations, including China, to send warships to help protect vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. Global oil prices soaring as one-fifth of the world supply normally transits the strait. Energy Secretary Chris Wright says it's possible gas could again be less than $3 a gallon by the start of the summer travel season.
There's a very good chance that'll be true. There's no guarantees in war. The time frame's still not entirely clear, but I think that's certainly a goal of the administration and very possible.
And Wright tells NBC News Meet the Press it is a critical situation.
The world depends on the flows through Hormuz. And most importantly, the Asian nations, Japan, Korea, China, Thailand, India, a meaningful part of their total energy supplies come from the Straits of Hormuz. So, of course, the whole world will be united on the need to open Hormuz. And clearly, we will have the support of other nations to achieve that objective.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says there's some wild weather going across the nation.
We've got the blizzard moving across portions of the Midwest to the Great Lakes, severe weather risk across from the Mississippi Valley into the Mid-Atlantic, and then the well above normal temperatures across a lot of the West. Different varying levels of hazardous weather, but a lot of areas are seeing, weather that is on the anomalous side for mid-March.
And then there's this, something you just don't see this often. In the Aloha State, heavy rains, flooding, and strong winds, the mayor of Maui telling people to stay home unless they absolutely have to travel. This is SRN News. Young people today might be more engaged in church than we thought. Here's Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 40% of America's Protestant pastors say they see more millennials and members of Generation Z showing up to worship services and participating in the life of their congregation. The churches that are most likely to see increased engagement by young adults are big ones, those led by younger pastors, and those outside the mainline Protestant denominations. Both males and females are responding. Michael Harrington reporting.
Communist government in Beijing persecuting Christians within its borders, of course, but it doesn't stop there. Now the Congressional Executive Committee on China urging Congress and the president to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians living right here in America. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers in the U.S. This is SRN News. Oh, they came from numerous states, leaving families and children around the country. We are learning more now about the six U.S. service members who died in the crash that plane in Iraq.
The U.S. military identifying the six service members who died last week when their refueling plane crashed in western Iraq. They were tied to the National Guard and Air Force units in Alabama, Florida, and Ohio. Sergeant Ashley Pruitt from Kentucky was a mom of two. Major Alex Klinner from Alabama had seven-month-old twins and a two-year-old. Captain Ariana Savino was a pilot from Washington State. Captain Seth Koval was from Indiana. Captain Curtis Danks and Sergeant Tyler Simmons were both from Ohio. U.S. Central Command has said the crash happened while in friendly airspace. The other plane landed safely. An investigation is underway. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.